Organization of Heritage Protestant Reformed Church by Reverend Alan Brummel. On April 23, 2010, the Heritage Protestant Reformed Fellowship of Sioux Falls became the Heritage Protestant Reformed Church of Sioux Falls. The Protestant Reformed Churches once again have a Congregation of Jesus Christ in South Dakota. While previously the congregations in South Dakota were located in the sparsely populated cities of Isabel and Forbes, the new church is located in the largest city of South Dakota. With a population of over 155,000 and a metropolitan population of over 233,000 residents, there is much potential for growth in the congregation, both from within, since the newly formed congregation is comprised of a majority of young families, and from the community of Sioux Falls. The organization of this congregation is the answer to the prayers and labors of more than two decades. For many years, the Protestant Reformed churches in northwest Iowa and southwest Minnesota investigated ways to start a mission work in Sioux Falls. Many Bible studies were held and worship services were conducted, but none of them were able to bring about the desired fruit. Now, in God's good timing, in the year of our Lord 2010, with the involvement of the Domestic Mission Committee, those prayers have been answered. We give all thanks and praise to our faithful Heavenly Father who sends forth His Word and gathers His church by His Spirit and Word in His good time. Reverend Dennis Lee, pastor of First Protestant Reformed Church of Edgerton, Minnesota, conducted the worship service on that rainy April 23 evening, using as his text 1 Peter 2, verse 4 through 6. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. The damp evening outside did not hamper the joyful atmosphere inside the beautiful starlight room on the 10th floor of the Holiday Inn, City Center, in Sioux Falls. The theme of his sermon was, Lively Stones Built Up a Spiritual House. Reverend Lee developed the text along the lines of the project, the process, and the purpose. Approximately 225 people from Sioux Falls and the neighboring Protestant Reformed congregations of Hull, Dune, and Edgerton were edified by the message. The 41 charter members were encouraged in their endeavor. The Edgerton deacons collected a generous offering of $4,591.50, which was designated for the building fund of the newly established congregation. The saints have been contributing generously to the building fund in anticipation of the great needs ahead involving the purchase of a parsonage and a place of worship. Over $100,000 has been collected already, but with the great needs ahead, the new church will appreciate any assistance possible through collections from her sister congregations, Lord willing. The membership records of the 14 families and two individuals were received. The membership includes 30 confessing members and 11 non-confessing individuals. Two elders and one deacon were elected from a double slate, which Edgerton Consistory nominated and published a few weeks prior to the meeting. Reverend Alan Brummel, missionary to Sioux Falls, read the form for the ordination of office bearers and installed the three men into their respective offices. After signing the formula of subscription, they were presented with the membership records of the new congregation. Letters of greeting were received and read from the stated clerk of Colossus West, the Domestic Mission Committee, the Calling Church, and one of our sister churches. Thanksgiving was expressed for the love and care of the denomination of which we are a part. The newly formed congregation and her office bearers covet the prayers of the churches on her behalf as she seeks to be a faithful congregation of Jesus Christ. A wonderful time of fellowship and refreshments followed the service. God has established another candlestick for the purpose of showing forth His glory. May the light of His glory and grace shine brightly through the individual congregations as we witness to the truth of sovereign particular grace in these last days. With thanksgiving to God, the Protestant Reformed churches rejoice in this, another evidence of God's blessings upon our mission labors. May we continue to press on in the work of missions with zeal and faithfulness, trusting that Jesus Christ will prosper and bless those labors in His time and according to His good pleasure. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Psalm 16, verse 5 and 6.